Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve Kalaszewski.
Hello, hello.
Man, we are so glad to have you on the program today. And God's been really speaking to us and, you know, for quite some time about the history of, you know, why the Gulf Coast? Why does God, you know, what is he saying here? And, you know, why did God want the VFN TV studios here? Why did he say, you know, not Texas? I want you to be here. And he told us some specific things that we can't even share right now. But talk to us. I mean, what, Anna, you're out and you're exploring and you're learning. And you're, what's so cool about your what you're learning is it's fresh. You know, that it's not you haven't been in Pensacola forever. And the Gulf Coast forever. So you were able to get a fresh perspective, an unslanted viewpoint as God's revealing to you as you're out, you know, speaking to the people and learning the history. So tell us, man, what have you learned? I mean, what's being revealed to you?
Well, I am getting such a hunger for history and I'm learning that how important it is. And not only that, but learning the fact that it's in my own backyard.
Yeah.
It's in the city that God has brought me to. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is why Pensacola.
Right.
And it's exciting to just see the fact that as I'm learning just every day, continually, as God reveals more and more, just Acts 17, it's just like, I've appointed the times and places that you should live. And it's just like, wow, is this exciting.
Yeah.
And recently, Barbara and I wanted to like learn. So there's a local museum in Pensacola, one of the T.T. Wentworth, I believe is the name.
Now, just for those that are listening, you know, Barbara Steele is a fellow evangelist, and her and Steve, you know, are just constantly amongst people, letting people know that God loves them, God has a plan for their life, and just seeing, you know, what follows evangelism, seeing God move, God love, God save. And that's so, I think she's like 4 foot and you're like 6 foot seven or something.
Yeah. We are twins.
Twins.
Can't mistake us. So as we went and we just walked through the doors and we're like, okay, God, speak to us. What do you want us to see? And like right when you walked in, like to me, it was so awakening to just realize the fact that this is the city of Five Flags. And I never understood that. And as I looked and I learned is that the Five Flags is basically you've got Spanish, French, British, the Confederates, and also America. And what's exciting was the fact that I never realized that there was such a tussle, a struggle back and forth, that Pensacola was a huge, like an important city. And every time that I learned that ministry, like as far as like showing the gospel was a huge important portion of establishing Florida, of establishing Pensacola. And every time that the Spanish came to settle, or anytime the Spanish like gained some foot, the British came right back and just was like right on their heels. And recently we shared with the movie Monumental. And it was that same mentality of just like, we have to get out from underneath that oppression, out from underneath that mindset. And just to see how important it was. And they have a map of like all the different missions where they were ministering as far as to the First Nation people, to the Indians. And it was huge just to see the fact of like, oh my goodness, we wanted just to share the truth of who Jesus was in Florida. And as we continued on.
So that was what they were trying to share, what they, the perception, their gospel, the gospel.
Yeah. Because like
Spaniards, I guess, were.
Correct. And it's just like, it's just like what we have shared before. It's just like, we wanted to have that freedom of one nation under God. And it was just learning the fact of just like how important, not only where God has brought us to, but then God just began to just reveal to me the importance of Pensacola.
Right.
And in that,
because that was the big question.
That was the huge.
Why Pensacola?
Why Pensacola?
Because God has done so much already in Pensacola. And some of the things. Why Pensacola?
So in a nutshell, there was one significant act, and it was basically called the Battle of Pensacola. And basically what had happened was the British took back over Pensacola. The King of Spain hears about it. So he then he basically delegates a general. His name was General Galvez to go to Pensacola and take it back. So this guy, he's got 30 ships behind him and basically goes past, if you look at like present day Pensacola, he goes past, there you go. He goes past like Gulf Breeze and like the island, and he comes into the Gulf and he's taking fire. And his whole fleet.
So rounds are being shot at. Okay,
cannons,
he's not
yeah.
set on fire, no, but he's like, okay.
Yeah, and cannons are being shot at his boat, and he just continues on. Battle ensues for a few weeks, and British had established a fort.
This is in the bay.
This is in the bay, and basically
for a few weeks of battle in the bay.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And at that time, there was a couple bases that were in Pensacola. There was basically Fort Pickens, and then two up to the north. And as the battle is ensuing, there's cannons going back and forth, fire going back and forth. And again, I just think about Acts 17 of just the importance of God placing us. And right at this time during this battle, there's two British guys, and they're about to walk into the armory. So they open up the doors to the armory. All the gunpowder, you're thinking about cannons, rockets, everything.
What's all the ammo's at?
Rockets.
Correct. I don't know if they had rockets back then. Sorry.
Yeah, rockets.
They did.
The rockets, red glare. Yeah,
there you go.
The
maybe they did have rockets.
They
had
rockets.
In
air.
So, and at that exact moment, one of General Gallus's ships shoots a cannon, and it hits that exact...
I mean, simultaneously, when they just happen to open the door, he just happens to fire a shot at Great Britain's storage for weapons.
Yes.
What happens?
And then it destroys the fort.
They destroy all the... Destroy
the fort.
Wow.
And I did not understand the importance of this. And at this time...
What would happen if they would not have destroyed all those weapons for Great Britain, you think?
They probably would have lost the battle. But what was so... This rocked my world.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of give you some context very briefly, God recently told me to go to Pittsburgh and go up there and minister. And I was like, God, what are you doing? And I got such a heart for George Washington because I was like, powerful, just how God used him. But during this battle, General Galveston was in conversation with George Washington.
Wow.
And George Washington wrote a letter.
So why George Washington is fighting those battles that led to the victory for our
nation. He was in Yorktown at this time.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Wow. The history was just, it's become so rich.
Wow.
And during this time, George Washington sends a letter to General Gallus, and this is what he writes. He says, our whole attention is turned to the southward, Pensacola,
right,
which is at present the theater of the most important operations. A successful blow in that quarter may give a total change to the face of affairs there.
Wow. Wow. So then the Pensacola was working with the first president of the United States, soon to be.
Right.
Where is he at? Yorktown?
He was in Yorktown at the time.
Wow.
But what was encouraging then, what I realized, was the fact that because that they destroyed that fort, because of that one cannon that destroyed the British fort.
Just happened to open the door.
What the British were trying to do is they were setting up basically a huge supply line to go destroy George Washington.
Come from behind.
Because he was focused on the British coming from the water.
New York and all those
areas. Right. So basically the British were trying to sandwich him. So because General Galvez destroyed the British in Pensacola, George Washington was able to have a successful victory in Yorktown.
So God used Pensacola as part of his...
It was crucial.
Wow.
It was a crucial battle theater to be able to
win the nation, the freedom that we have today.
Yes.
Wow, that is totally it's amazing.
Huge. So in that, it continues on.
Because I was speaking how that Dupree... Yolanda Dupree, you know, she's 75. She is a Jewish German believer who was in the Holocaust. The Lord spoke to her and said that Pensacola is the womb of the nation. And we're looking at how significant,
huge,
you know, this is.
That's powerful.
You
know?
Yeah. And in that we continued to learn as far as just, and we're just touching the surface. We're just scratching. And it's just learning about like the Louisiana Purchase. And because of that, there were so many Spanish settlers that were west of basically the Louisiana line that because of that purchase, there were so many that began to then migrate back to Pensacola, and it doubled in size. And during that, there was such a boom in the growth in the Gulf Coast that at the present time, Andrew Jackson was the president, and he used to come down with his wife at the time, and Pensacola was a huge tourist spot. And what really blows me away is to read exactly what they would describe it as.
Uh-huh.
And
what is that?
It was actually considered a hub location.
A hub. And that's exactly some of the words the Lord had laid on our heart. We got to talk more about this in a future program. It is amazing the history behind what God is doing and wombs birth things. wombs birth things. We've seen God birth a lot of things. Yeah. And we're believing that maybe God's going to birth a third grade awakening, mm-hmm. at least a part of it, mm-hmm. helping George in the North to be able to do what God's going to do in the city.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.